go right to their schools. But by busing, it means you take the black kids from their neighborhoods and take them to, even though they have to go far away, that's because they're going to a better school. So for that reason, it made it good because it, I guess, whoever was in charge, it made them fix up the black schools, mm-hmm. but they'd be in better shape.
About how many students did you have in a classroom? Do you remember?
Oh, there was still, even at that time, there was quite a few.
Did you need more teachers?
Yes. And of course, you know, I guess it was because there wasn't as many black teachers then as there are now.
That's true. Well, do you think that they're going, or can you see any problems with the new busing? In my high school, when they had busing, the problem there was that we had 1,000 whites and only 50 blacks, you know, and they called that integration, and that's...
Oh, yeah, well, see, that was what, well, that's the way it is in different parts, you know, just like, which it's quite different now at where I work. Mm-hmm. The publishing house didn't used to have black people in... the better jobs, but gradually they all along, and now it's just about equal now. I mean, as you can see, I imagine since you've been there, if you've noticed,
I have, yes.
It's altogether different. And I was interviewed for one of the magazines for this man was from New York,
mm-hmm.
and the publishing house printed these books. And he wanted to get some ideas. And I talked to him just like I'm talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he, this was in print, and my picture and all was in this magazine that they sent it. We just kept them here in Nashville, our files, because I have some here. But he wanted to find out from me, since I had been working. I had just celebrated my 20th anniversary there at the publishing house. And he wanted to find out what I thought about from whence I had come.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I have come a long way there, you see.
Yeah, do you find that, do you really think that, you know, everybody's attitudes have changed?
Oh, definitely so. Oh, definitely so. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it's altogether different.
So
many of the people, you know, that was there early and tired and have come back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just like that lady that was out there at the dance today.
Mm-hmm.
See, she's been there for a real long time, but she's been retired for a real long time. And the other lady, were you there today?
Yeah.
You wasn't there today, though, were you?
Yeah, I came in and, yeah, I came in about 3:30.
Well, she was there then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was out there then when you come in.
Yeah.
And she was there. Oh, she worked there, I guess, about 40-some years before she retired. And what I was saying is, see, all the change, how things were then, you know, and she could see all along how it's changed.
What do you think, what else do you think is better about Nashville now? Or is there anything worse, do you think, for your grandson?
No. No, I would not say things are worse.
Oh, okay.
No. Everything is better.
That's good.
Some things have been, it's, you know, how some things are still gradual. Some things are not at their peak. And some things could be better. But, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that it's all for the white people. We have some black people just as bad. You know, no cooperation, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we have black and whites who don't particularly want to work. No way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They say they do, but they don't really want to work because they don't apply themselves. And